With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Donald Trump is expected to nominate anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to serve as Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. That according to two people familiar with the discussions who spoke on condition of anonymity. Alina Habba, a lawyer to President-elect Trump, says she's out of the running to become his White House press secretary. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Habba wrote on the social media platform X early Thursday morning, quote, "While I'm flattered by the support and speculation, the role of press secretary is not a role I'm considering. Although I love screaming from a podium, I will be better served in other capacities. This administration is going to be epic. So proud of the Trump team, the latest appointments, and 47. Habba earlier this week was asked during an interview about a report suggesting she was a front runner for the position. Other potential picks include Caroline Leavitt, Stephen Chung, Scott Jennings, and Jason Miller. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A Turkish man's been arrested in the Netherlands on suspicion of supplying significant quantities of small boats and equipment to people smugglers.
It was here at Amsterdam Schiphol Airport that the 44-year-old Turkish national was arrested. On Wednesday, he is suspected of shipping these small inflatable boats from Turkey to Germany, where they were stored in warehouses until they were needed by the smugglers in northern France to try to take people across the English Channel illegally into the UK. These boats are unfit for open waters, and more than 50 people have died trying to make the crossing this year alone.
BBC correspondent Anna Holligan reporting. A down day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 207 points, the Nasdaq lower by 123, the S&P 500 dropped 36. This is SRN News. America's parents swung hard to Donald Trump.
Exit polls show that parents with kids under the age of 18 switched parties this time around. President Trump won 46% of them in 2020, but this time took 53%, a 7% increase. There were a lot of issues at play, but some analysts point to Kamala Harris's support for transgenderism, which is becoming a major problem in public schools. In many places, teachers are introducing transgenderism to small children, and boys are playing on girls' sports teams. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Among religious voters, Trump fared roughly as well in his battle with Kamala Harris as he did in his fight with Joe Biden 4 years ago. One notable difference, he did better this year among Catholic voters, according to AP VoteCast. In 2020, the Catholic electorate was almost evenly split. This year, 54% of Catholic voters supported Mr. Trump and 44% backed Harris. This is SRN News. Researchers say cases of diabetes worldwide have doubled from 7% to 14% since 1990.
Researchers found that while diabetes case numbers have exploded, treatment rates have stagnated, and almost half of those with the condition are living with it untreated. The studies also outlined widening global inequalities, saying more prevention as well as detection is needed in low and middle income countries. Lack of treatment can lead to amputations, heart disease, kidney damage, vision loss, and premature death.
The BBC's Stephanie Prentice. New rules requiring drug makers to be clearer about explaining the risks and side effects of prescription drugs. The new guidelines from the FDA are designed to do away with pharmaceutical industry practices that downplay or distract viewers from risk information. More details at srnnews.com.